So Neil, perhaps you can tell us about this once fine building and why it's standing here.
Well, that's exactly it. Once fine building, I think it wouldn't be unfair to say that it's seen better days, but it is a fine example of a bygone age. This is the Grand Hotel, and as the name suggests, it was very grand, and it was built by the Great Eastern Railway. In fact, this was a design, it was like an identikit design that they used for several of their hotels all over the Great Eastern Line. There was one at Colchester and even one at the end of the Great Eastern Railway Line at London's Liverpool Street Station. But this one here, this was opened in 1865, and like the Ha'penny Pier, it was built for the thousands of passengers who were going to make their way to the continent. Essentially, what you would do is you would get off at Harwich Town train station, which was at the end of the line. You would walk to your hotel and you would stay in splendour, Victorian splendour, before you boarded your boat to the continent maybe the next morning. However, the problem with the building of such a hotel, they didn't really cater for the fact that the people who had the passenger ships were going to move their operation a few miles down the harbour. Because essentially this part of the quay, the harbour, just became too small. They needed more space for the big ships that were coming in. And so when operations moved down to Parkston, and again we'll come to that later on the walk, the hotel effectively became defunct. It wasn't used anymore. Nobody really used it until it had a temporary reprieve in 1914, when its quayside location, the very fact that it was near the quay, made it an ideal place to house a military hospital looking after those who'd been injured on the Western Front. Today it's a rather glum sort of residential block of flats. It harks back to a gorgeous Victorian era, but now seen better days, I suppose you could say.